welcome back to Change the Channel. I'm your hostess, Joy Kingsborough, and we are diving into conscious conversations about higher frequency awareness. This podcast has really been an invitation of that, an invitation to think from expanded perspectives. Just think, just even for a moment, think beyond what's happening in the world, what's happening in your life, in order to see it from a higher vantage point and create a big shift. And I think that conversations where two people come together and they're focused on that higher perspective can make a huge difference in the world just by being able to be present with that. I love to listen in. And so I want to bring guests that I really love having these types of conversations with. So today I invited my dear friend, Cindy Van Arnhem, to come join us. Cindy, welcome to the call. Tell us a little bit about you and say hello to everyone.
Thank you so much for having me here. I am so excited to dive into this conversation today. So my name is Cindy. I am a quantum numerologist and wealth activator, and I am passionate about contributing to the redistribution of wealth on the planet and really moving wealth in a way that hasn't been seen before. So I'm excited to dive in.
Oh, so good. And you know, I'm deeply passionate about both of those topics. How can we have more of the dollars, more of the health, more of the love, more of the everything? And how do we do that? More of our understanding of our consciousness and numbers.
Yes. Yes. Right? They just call me the numbers girl now. Money and numbers.
And not for the reason that people think, right? Because people think money and numbers, they think accounting, bookkeeping, budgets.
No thanks.
No. We're talking about something totally different. We're talking about the consciousness of personal code.
Yeah.
Right? For me, the beginning of numerology was an understanding that numbers were talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have become a numerologist. I wouldn't have had the interest in exploring it if they weren't, I felt like, screaming at me. And they weren't actually even speaking, but they were like, they would leap out at things, right? And I know a lot of people feel that way, but I was 15 and numbers were coming out of signs on the road. They were coming out of things in the store. I was playing with tarot cards and numbers were rising. Like, it looked like they were literally rising up out of the cards and talking to me. And 15, I'm going,
What's happening?
Does this happen for everyone? Nobody ever talked to me about this. And so that's been, it's been like this invitation numbers have had. What was it like for you the first time you came to the numbers? Like when you really started to awaken to the numbers?
Yeah, actually my understanding of numbers came from watching your Mystic Mornings back when you were doing those. And I at the time had no introduction to the spiritual world at all. And I was kind of diving into tarot and, but a little skeptical and like, I don't know about this stuff. I don't know if this is a thing. And I just tapped into your daily Facebook Live. And every time you talked about the day energy, I was like, hang on a second, there's something to this. And so I started feeling it into it myself, because if I could feel it, then I knew there was something to it. And yeah, from there, I just started feeling it all the time. And then, you know, the 1111 pops out, the 444 pops out. You see it. I see it on the clock all the time now. It's like every time I look at the clock, I see a sequence of numbers in some format. Yeah.
I love that, because that really is feeling is believing. You know, oftentimes people say seeing is believing, but the seeing is there. You don't believe it until you feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember when I first learned numerology that I was trying to memorize the numbers, like the one means this and the four means this. And I wasn't getting it. It was not landing. And then I would try to feel into the day energy and I'd be like, that's not the same thing. That's not what I felt before. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes from the fact that numbers are always changing and evolving. So we can't memorize it. We have to feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that goes back to the beginning of numerology in itself as a study. Is numerology originates from, well, we'll say at least we have documentation that it originates through the Maya, at least an understanding that it's quantum, right? Mm-hmm. That it has a conscious element to it, that it is a wave pattern. It is, there's a, there's some sort of thinking element to it. There's data behind it. And I think that's so beautiful because we have something behind us, right? I think every human has the sense there's a reason I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Like, why was I born? And we see the scope of mental wellness that happens when we don't believe we have purpose and when we do believe we have purpose, right? When we understand there's a code, when we understand there's a rhyme and a reason and a rhythm to our lives, we feel better.
Right? We're not just flailing in the wind, hoping for the best. It's we can actually point ourselves in a specific direction and, you know, chase our dreams.
And so to me, that has always represented that there's a code to our consciousness.
Yeah.
Right. There's a numerical pattern that says, hey, by the way, did you know that you like this and you do this? And when you do this, you're really happy. And you apply that and you're like, oh,
look at that. I'm really happy.
Yeah. I remember discovering that. I remember going, okay, I need to know what these numbers are talking to me about. So I started studying numerology and really putting the pieces together. And again, the same thing, trying to memorize it all. And then I finally just surrendered and went, what does it feel like to be me? You know, and I'm a ruling number 9. And I remember thinking, what does it feel like to be me? What does it feel like when I just feel like me? What does it feel like for that 9? What does it feel like when I see the 9? What does it feel like when I'm present with 9 energy or when I notice 9s in a code or a price or whatever? What does that feel like to me? And that's when it really opened up, right? That feeling of, oh, I feel like I'm ready for something greater. I feel like I'm ready to come full circle. I feel like I'm ready to put the past behind me and start something new. I could feel that energy and that desire in me that I always want to start something new,
mm-hmm.
right? That I always want to let go of what was, and I actually have no problem letting go.
Yeah.
And that can be, you know, that can create problems and blessings, right? Because I'm like, I'm ready to move on. Okay, see you later. And I just feel fine about it. I'm not upset. I just feel fine about moving on. And so that's really a key part of my personality. So when did you start really feeling it? Do you remember?
Yeah, actually, the first time you ever delivered a blueprint to me was like this eye-opening, oh my God, how do you know so much about me? But it was like this remembering of, oh yeah, I do that. Oh, and it really just gave me permission to lean into my strengths. Mm-hmm. Whereas before it was kind of like, oh, I'm apologizing for being who I am and I don't want to be too big and too bold. And then when I read my numbers and you shared that with me, I was like, oh, I was born to be like this. Huh. All right. Let's be bold and big and shiny. Like, it just gave me permission to lean into who I am and to embrace that. And it also, what I also discovered was, you know, where I sabotage, which was really key for me to recognize that. And I would see it and go, oh, I see you. That's in your code. And you don't have to embrace that. You can see it and go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a journey. It's something that I continue to work with all the time. I'm never fully me. There's always a bigger piece of me and a bigger relationship with those numbers.
Yeah. So it's like I don't know, and I'll ask what you think of this, because I think we don't fully know, even though I have a strong understanding and I've taught numbers for so long, I still don't know. I mean, how can we know with 100% certainty what's happening with the numbers? You know, I think it's bigger than all of us, but I get this sense that we are part of the evolution of some sort of code, right? When we talk about the matrix or, you know, I don't know what that is, but I feel like we're helping to. And I guess what I mean specifically about this without sounding too out there for anybody listening is, you know, we have an infinite number of number potentials, right? The dot, 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 like it's numbers go on and we can divide numbers infinitely and we can, you know, we can reduce them infinitely and add to them infinitely. And to understand ourselves is to continue to understand the varying degrees of that code.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah, because whenever anybody asks me, you know, share some of my numerology with me, I'm like, well, where do you want me to start? There's so many different layers and levels and moving pieces to it. And I think that that's what's important to remember is that the numbers are evolving, we're evolving. And so for me to say, well, the four means this, mm-hmm. it doesn't, because tomorrow right. it might mean something different. And those layers and the different, you know, intricacies of it is mm-hmm. it's constantly changing. And I don't think that we'll ever really know.
Mm-mm.
But we can
yeah,
feel
how could
it.
We? Yeah.
Mentally, we'll never know.
Right. Which, oh my gosh, my mind just wants to understand it all. But
yeah.
I think that that's what's so fun about it is when you start to play with the numbers and you start learning about yourself, you start really falling in love with the numbers, which then means you start falling in love with yourself.
Yeah.
Right. It creates this ripple effect of self-love. And then because you can never fully understand it all, you become so much more. There's always something more to love about you. There's always something expanding. There's always something you can do or lean into or some new dynamic. You know, I think about when people look at, well, you know, your ruling number is a four, but you also have a day number and a year number, and you have certain cycles that you're within, and you were born in a certain year. And there's all these other numbers that are part of your combination that provided like the starting point for your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. It awakened a curiosity in me mm-hmm. to always be like, oh, I wonder what that is. Whereas before I would be like, oh, I'm having an off day. I don't feel mm-hmm. good. I'm just going to lay in bed and watch Netflix. And now when I'm having an off day, I'm like, oh, what's the number? What's going on? And I just get really yeah. curious about it instead of thinking that there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just an energetic frequency coming in that feels a little bit different. And
yeah.
so it's created this curiosity about where I can go with it, what I can do with it, and not necessarily thinking that something is going wrong,
mm-hmm.
which is really helpful.
Yeah. And so do you find when you're working with clients now, you know, because we've been studying numerology together for quite a few years now. Mm-hmm. And as you're working with clients, do you find that the rhythm of those days and the rhythm of how they interact with those days really is one of the primary gifts of numerology?
Oh, yes. I don't work on a Monday through Friday schedule anymore. I think of 1 through 9 with the days, and I work with my clients in that as well. And always looking at, okay, well, what's your ruling number and how does that layer in with the day number and some of the other influences too, with the rhythm, the seasonal rhythm, and kind of giving guidance on when to do what and permission to pause. And maybe the 6 energy day is a day to just rest and take a day off. Or, you know, maybe if you don't do well on 4 energy days, maybe that's a day to go outside and ground and spend time in nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's other days where you're going to be highly motivated and like, let's get her done. And you'll sit in front of your computer for 10 hours because you're just so lit up and excited. And I think that really supports us in not having to be on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that. Uh-huh. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it just gives you permission to kind of flow with the rhythm of life instead of trying to force things and put a mountain in front of things all the time.
Yeah. And it's also a really great way to sort of, you know, as humans, we like to measure, we can't help it. And so it allows us to sort of measure our growth and expansion too, because there were times when, you know, certain days, I remember when 5 energy days were really difficult for me, and they're not at all anymore. Like I love them because I embraced that they were difficult, and embracing that they were difficult allowed me to be with the energy of them and to heal in me what was feeling triggered by that energy so that it no longer triggered me. And then it shifted, and then different days showed up. And so you start to notice this rhythm of your life where it, even if you're not working with a coach, if you just understood the numerology pattern, you would personally develop based on just the rhythm of life. To me, the numbers just indicate that we're always evolving, and that that is the intention, is to consciously evolve.
Yeah. I love that you bring that up, because every year I go through and I create a calendar and I map out all the numbers for the year. I just created my 2021 calendar, so I'm excited about that. And I've shared that with clients before and just invited them to use the calendar as a bit of a journal And every day, just write down a few keywords on that day and how you were feeling, what you were experiencing, and do that for 3 months, 6 months. And the evolution that occurs, it's really cool to go back and be like, oh, look at that. And you see your own rhythm in it. And like you said, the five energy days, sometimes people don't do well with those. I personally love five energy days because I'm like, oh, what's changing? Mm-hmm. But I know for me, there's certain days that like two energy days, I'm like, eh, mm-hmm. whatever. And so mm-hmm. I can map out my schedule based on that. I can map out my activities based on that. And then, you know, you kind of have room for fluctuation, but I think it's really important. I love the tracking part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just well, see the evidence.
Yeah. Cause you can feel it, but then you start to see, oh, there's an actual pattern here. Mm-hmm. And then you can start picking up on these beautiful patterns and then start to see that that's you, right? So if yeah. you are a code, then you're also this beautiful shape. Right. And that pattern, if we could plot it out, I feel like would be this beautiful geometry of mm-hmm. your experience, this evolving geometry. And it makes life beautiful.
Yeah. It makes it fun. Mm-hmm. It's always an exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think about where we could go. You know, if we all paid attention to numbers like we do astrology and some of the other systems, which mm-hmm. I love. I mean, I follow the moon cycles. I yeah. love the influence astrology has had on our experience. But I think that if we understood the code behind things, we might start noticing, because I feel like numbers show up in everything. They show up in the growth patterns of plants, of the erosion of rocks, of the, you know, of streams, and how they, everything is a numerical pattern.
Yeah.
There isn't anything that isn't number. And I feel like when you're aware, when you're just tapped in, even if you don't know the meanings of them, when you become conscious of yourself and you're paying attention to the numbers, they will just speak to everyone. Mm-hmm. Right? There isn't anybody that there's like this moment you start awakening, you start getting curious, and the numbers start showing up. And that just happens for everyone. And I just smile about it. I used to think it was those who were being called by numerology.
Right.
And then I was like, oh no, everyone is a number. I mean, everyone mm-hmm. is this expression.
Yeah.
I think about the possibilities for our future. I think about how simple it could be to evolve instead of, you know, we're putting a lot of effort into all these different things that we think we need to learn and understand, even intuitive growth. You know, how do I become more intuitive? Just numbers. Start paying attention to the numbers because you can't help but expand your intuition.
Yeah.
Right? You want to start channeling. You want to bring in conversations with, you know, your higher self. Just start paying attention to the numbers. It's like this core language that everything in the universe speaks.
Oh, yes. So much. Yes. I mean, when I first started, I tried tarot, and even now tarot is not my go-to. Mm-hmm. I use tarot, but numbers are 100% the go-to because of the accuracy and the clarity and just, it's just this knowing. And when I'm channeling, I actually can see numbers popping Ooh. Through and I can hear numbers. And I often will, with clients, I just kind of go into a trance and whatever comes out, comes out. It's always something of impact. And it's not because, oh, there's a three, there's mm-hmm. a nine. That's not what's happening. It's just this feeling and this conscious awareness that there are multiple layers of numbers coming through. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to explain it in words of what's yeah. going on without actually channeling, but it's really cool to experience.
I love that. So you actually hear it. And yeah, I love that. So do you need to know somebody's numbers to start feeling that? Or can you just be talking to somebody and start feeling some of that number energy?
I'm getting to the point now where I can, without having to do any calculations, I can get a sense of it. I'm leaning into trusting that more and more now. Before, when I first started, I needed to know at least their ruling number. And at this point now, I can pretty much tell somebody's ruling number without doing the math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same. And I feel like I can sometimes see the numbers and I don't need to even evaluate the numbers. I'll just see the numbers and it's like, it reads a sentence to me.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I just write it, or sometimes I'll get a string of numbers that I just write down and then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I can like have the conversation. So I'm, you know, there's all these different ways that it channels through.
Yeah.
And I find it interesting. And the reason I wanted to talk so much about numerology today is, you know, I had a recent conversation with Kyla Clapper, who does some channeling, who we both know, and she can see code in a different way, right? She's not a numerologist, but she sees the numbers in a different way. And I'm noticing that more and more with people I talk to who are channeling, there are people who channel light code. There are people who channel all of these different codes. And light is a frequency, which is a quantum wave, which is a number.
Which is a number.
Right. So I'm starting to notice that, you know, the more we understand about channeling and the more we understand that we're bringing forth data.
Yeah.
Right. We're tapping into data from another field, you know, from a stream of consciousness.
And we're consciousness, like a USB stick to the universe. Right.
You know, it's like really, if we start to just have common sense here, consciousness is an awakeness to information. Yeah. It's an awakeness to a level of awareness. And there's information that comes into that stream of awareness. We have different types of information. And what would information be? It would be numbers. So I used to think that numerology was a novelty when I first started playing with it because I was young, right? And I was like, look, I loved that it was like a party trick.
Right. It totally is a party trick. Like, I do that all the time.
Oh, give me your birthday. Oh, did you know that you like this and you'd be good at this? And that, and they'd be like,
and it was such a great feeling.
My ego was like, right? And and now I look at it and I'm like, oh, right? Like if everyone understood, if this wasn't a party trick.
Yeah. And I think that's an important thing to bring up is that when I first started, I did the same thing, party trick. And I still play that trick sometimes because it's really fun to play with it in that way. But I'm really passionate about taking the woo out of it.
Yeah.
It's not woo, it's science, and it's solid science. And understanding that and knowing that you can turn to it and get answers and not just vague, like maybe, it's a definite yes.
Yeah.
And for me, as a logical minded person, I needed to have that kind of understanding, which is why I haven't really turned to a lot of other tools, is just go straight to the source, the numbers.
Yeah. And I love that you said it that way, because let's talk about the science a little bit, because I think that can be like, you know, people say, oh, well, there's science behind it and don't really dive into it. But if you take our DNA, for example, and the DNA of plants and anything else that's in our material world, there is a series of numbers associated with what you're born into. You're born into a certain code. There's a certain number of DNA. Each of those DNA have their own number. So it's like this particular DNA, you have this C70, whatever they call it, right?
Yeah.
But there's a mathematical code to it. And so that code creates what your body looks like. This is no different than like right now, you and I are talking and we're seeing each other over a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that computer screen are a lot of numbers that make it so that you and I can see each other right now.
Yeah.
And if something happens to that numeric code, we can't see each other.
Yep.
Right? Where people lose the connection. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what just happened. Zoom had an error, or, you know, whatever they talk about, these glitches that happen with things. Well, something happened with the numeric code.
Yeah.
And it lost its connection, or it lost its ability to demonstrate image. Why would it be any less mundane than that, honestly? Our own experience, while we bring forth spectacular wisdom through the consciousness, how we do it is pretty numeric. And I think that's what we mean by the science. It's math. And one of the things that I've discovered over the years, and one of the things that you and I've been exploring, and, you know, you'll be helping me teach this year, is the ontological aspect of mathematics, and that it might just actually be the only science.
Right.
Like the only science, the only thing that isn't faith-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And the ontological mathematics, I'm geeking out on it big time right now. But for me, yeah, it just makes sense. Because when we look at anything in our material world, what proof do we have that any of that's real?
Right. None.
We can't prove it. And if I look at something like my red wall, for example, this is a really popular conversation because a lot of people are highly triggered by red.
Mm.
And I'm not.
Right.
Because I see it in a different pattern and I see a different code to it. I see passion and confidence and excitement and fiery, and other people see blood and
aggression and whatever. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so we perceive things in such different ways all the time. And so we can never actually prove that our experience is real. And science today, how we know it, is trying to prove that what we live in is real.
Right. It's trying to take the outcome and say this is the same for everyone, even with the full understanding. Scientists actually know that that's not possible, and yet they keep doing it.
Right.
And so
insanity.
Right. And I'm like, the material world is basically the equivalent of pixels and dots. Like it's light, it's shapes, it's stuff being moved around and then perceived. And without the perception, it doesn't matter. Right. So, but code is code.
Yeah.
Right.
Like code is what makes all of the things, the things.
Right. I could try to not be me. And I think this is a great place for us to kind of, you know, bring our conversation around, because I think you and I are both passionate about this. But if you try to be anything other than you, you experience pain, depression, misery, suffering, you know, a lack of wealth, or if you have the wealth, you feel unhappy, you don't have relationships, you're always missing something because you're not you. Yeah. And that's the equivalent to not understanding your code. When you're you, then the experience completely shifts. And I know it was the same for you as it was for me. And I know it's the same for every client I've ever talked to, like everybody that I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
And it's that when I recognized my numeric code and just decided to just try it out. Well, what if it's true that I'm a visionary? What if it's true that I want to help humanity? What if that's actually true? What if it's not just me having lip service to something I think is popular? What if I actually care about that? And as I leaned in, it was emotional for me, because I would cry these tears of relief that yes, this is what matters to me. It's what's at the core of me. And everything changed. I was able to love myself, have deep friendships, and create the wealth, create the experiences. It wasn't even that I was creating them. I was just allowing myself to have my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear people all the time saying, you know, I just want to figure out what my purpose in life is. It's your code.
Right.
It's to be and embrace all of the pieces of you.
Yeah.
That's your purpose.
That's it. It's so simple and so not, right? I think that's where the coaches come in. It's like, okay, so here's my code. And I think this is why we need good numerologists, you know, numerologists who feel the numbers in this way, who understand the consciousness of it, who devote themselves to understanding the numbers and having a relationship with them, to be able to say, I see you, right? To be able to look at each other and be able to see, okay, you know, with this beautiful 4 or 5 energy that you carry in these different places, I can feel the desire you have to help things be easier for people. I can see that you want to bring them into systems that can be supported and replicated. I can see the passion you have for that. And when you're doing that, it lights you up. And so it makes me as a part of the universe want to support you in the fulfillment of it.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's the same. And you can see my energy and want to support the fulfillment of my energy, because you understand we don't have the same energy. And while we support each other fluidly back and forth, and it creates this collaborative experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Rather than trying to get something from someone or trying to force something to work, it's just this flow of energy and the numbers working together.
Yeah. So when someone can be seen that way, you know, I think about how lucky your clients are, because you still do so much of this work where you're helping them see their charts. And and I'm always in awe of your devotion to the work, because when you show up with someone, they get to be seen, they get to be felt, they get to be like, oh. And then you have the tools to walk them through, well, let's live it. You know, let's look at your calendar. Let's look at how you can find alignment with your biorhythm. And the world just needs more of that. I want to call people in who want that type of devotion, who want to understand themselves that deeply. I think that it's, you know, we talk about raising the consciousness. I think numbers are a fun, easy path to that evolution.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the word easy. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is there anything that you just really want to share with people? Anything you want to add to the conversation that we didn't talk about?
Yeah, I think it's just this idea of permission is coming through right now. It's just lean in and give yourself permission to embrace yourself and to love yourself and to see yourself through the numbers.
Yeah. And even if you don't yet know what your number is, right? If you don't know what that means, and I feel like I'm going to leave a link for everybody to download a copy of my book for free so they can see their core number, right? Like see that first really number. I think that's really important. So I'll add that to the podcast. But even if you just feel into what does it feel like when I'm me, you know, what feel like maybe two or three things that I just know for sure are me. And let yourself sort of revel in it. I think that's one of my favorite words. It's just reveling in yourself. And then, you know, feel that and then go look up your number in the book and see, how do I resonate with that? How do I resonate? Like, did I pick up on some of this that's in here? And then what more did this reveal that I could lean into? And play with that.
I want to add a gift too now.
Yes, do. Let's just give stuff.
Right? So I actually have created a mini course on how to calculate the daily energy with the calendar template so that you can figure out your own biorhythm. So definitely throw that into the mix too.
Let's do it. We'll provide both those things for you so you can lean in and explore you just a little bit more. And then if you want to know more, the information to connect with Cindy or I or both, we do overlap. We work together in different ways. We would love to support you in your journey to self.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening in, hearing our conversation. And I hope you got a little bit excited about what you might be able to discover about yourself through the numbers. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining us, Cindy. And thanks for joining us, everyone here's listening in.
Thank you. Bye for now.